the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya Mawlaya, fa kayfa yabqa fi al-'adhab wa huwa yarju ma salafa min hilmik am kayfa tu'limuhu an-nar wa huwa ya'mul fadlaka wa أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفا.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. Ya Mawlai, فَكَيْفَ يَبْقَى فِي الْعَذَابُ وَهُوَ يَرْجُو مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكَ. My protector, so how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? أَمْ كَيْفَ تُؤْلِمُهُ النَّارُ وَهُوَ يَأْمُلُ فَضْلَكَ وَرَحْمَتَكَ. Or how should its flames burn him while he expects your bounty and mercy? أَمْ كَيْفَ يَحْرِقُهُ لَهِيبُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهُ وَتَرَى مَكَانَهُ. How should its flames burn him while you hear his voice and see his place? أَمْ كَيْفَ يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَفِيرُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ ضَعْفَهُ. How should its groaning encompass him while you know his weakness? أَمْ كَيْفَ يَتَقَلْقَلُ بَيْنَ أَطْبَاقِهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ صِدْقَهُ. How should he be convulsed among its levels while you know his sincerity? أَمْ كَيْفَ تَزْجُرُهُ زَبَانِيَتُهَا وَهُوَ يُنَادِيكَ يَا رَبَّ. Or how should its keepers torture him while he calls out to you, O Lord? Regarding this part of the supplication, we mentioned Quranic verses and traditions suggesting and implying that the Almighty Allah has mercy upon all the servants. So he grants the servants all the material and spiritual blessings, and he would not deprive anyone from his bountiful blessings. The point is, however, that there are some conditions to be involved in this vast ocean of mercy, that along with supplication, there needs to be amal and action. That is why we have many traditions recommending the servants to stop the laziness and dullness and start the action. Our supplications must be in the line of those norms and sunan the Almighty Allah has in this universe. And the point is to seek refuge only in Allah and no one else, as we can exactly see this applied in this part of the supplication of Kumail. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam says in one of his supplications, "And entrust me not to your creatures, but take care of my need alone, and yourself attend to sufficing me. Look upon me and look after me in all my affairs." This does not mean that Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam is negating all those norms and sunan of this universe. This does not mean that he would not refer to anyone in this universe. Of course, this means that he is only referring to Allah, he is only referring to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeking refuge in Him. And he is, of course, in need of the others, other than the Almighty Allah, but the need toward others brought by Imam alayhi salam is an extension to the need toward him, the exalted. And this is the secret we need to recognize.
My Lord, then how could he remain in torment when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames shower him when you hear his voice and see his plight?
Thank you, Allah, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So dear listeners, this is why it is so important to understand the introductions, to understand the prerequisite parts of why such a servant encircled among those fires and blames of hellfire would talk to his Lord such as this. For example, in the supplication of Arafah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, O Allah, suffice me from what I fear. Save me against that which I'm cautious of. Guard me and my religion. Protect me in my journey. Take charge of my family and property in my absence. Imam continues, O God, bless me in what you have granted me. Humble me in myself. Make me distinguished in the eyes of the people and guard me against the evil of the jinn and mankind. Do not disgrace me because of my sins. Imam alayhi salam is accepting that he might have some problems, although he doesn't, but as all normal kinds of supplicants, as a normal supplicant who would recite this ziyarah or this supplication, Imam alayhi salam is talking to his Lord, saying that I am the one who accepts his own problems and faults and shortages and sins. But we also know that you are the only one whom we can return to. Imam continues, O Allah, do not put me to test through my deeds. Do not deprive me of your bounties and do not entrust my affair to other than you. As you can see, this is exactly what we see in this part of the Kumayya supplication as well. Do not deprive me of your bounties. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part of the supplication says, وَهُوَ يَرْجُو مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكَ. This person, this servant, knows your previous clemency, so he cannot remain in chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
By my side, I wish to be close. be with